Engineering manager Carl Heim says the Transportation Department plans to begin work in about a year on the so-called GARS project. That's an acronym for the four roadways that converge at the intersection: Gaffney Road, Airport Way, and the Richardson and Steese Highways.
So we'll have a full construction season, you know, April through October, and then the following year, April through October. So it'll be two full seasons. So it'll be 22 and 23.
Transportation planners say the reconfigured intersection will reduce the number of collisions that occur there. Heim says engineers initially considered building an overpass at the intersection, which would have cost about $50 million. But they settled on a different option that'll cost less and take less time to build, and that also will be safer and allow more traffic to move through the intersection.
Basically, what this new design does is it takes all the left turns out of the main intersection.
Heim says, for example, motorists coming into town on the Richardson Highway from the south and intending to turn left onto westbound Airport Way would begin that maneuver well before the intersection.
You're going to actually make a left turn almost 1,000 feet before you ever even get up into the intersection. So you're going to cross over, you're going to go all the way up to Airport and make your own left. You're going to have your own dedicated left turn lane.
Motorists who are headed southbound on the Steese and want to turn left to get onto Fort Wainwright would pass through the intersection and then a few hundred feet later turn left and merge onto a two-lane off-ramp from the Richardson Highway that leads to the main gate. Heim says members of the public who want to know more about the project should go online to the Department of Transportation's website for maps and video that show how traffic would move through the reconfigured intersection. The website's address is garsreconstruction.com. He says the website also has a link to log into Tuesday's virtual meeting scheduled for 4 to 6 p.m. Transportation officials hope the public will check out the site and offer feedback on the project. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.